Hello, and welcome to the April episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, and I'm very excited to talk to you about the fix I was able to read this month. You can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as LuluLawrence1D, and on Ko-fi, where I share updates and snippets of my current works in progress, at www.ko-fi.com/LuluLawrence. This month I was able to read 11 fics, and I posted one myself, so I am really excited to talk to you about all the fics that I was able to read because they were really incredible and I just loved them so much. And there was such a wide variety to them as well. I'm just really excited to really delve in and talk about all the amazing reasons that I loved them this month. And then maybe at the end I will also talk to you about the fic that I was able to post this month as well. The first fic is called Falling in the Wrong Direction by Falling Like This on both Tumblr and AO3. The fic is about 25,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis with past Liam and Harry. The summary reads, when Harry's fiancé, Liam, passes away just before their wedding, he doesn't know how to cope. As time goes on, Harry learns to heal but is left living in the house his fiancé used to share with his best friends, and Harry is uncovering a lot of secrets he didn't know Liam had, while possibly falling for the one person who helped Liam keep them from him. Harry never quite got along with Louis, but maybe he's the one person who can help Harry bridge the gap between the life he thought he would have and the one he is now living. A catch and release AU. This fic posted with the Big Bang last year, and it, as it says, it's based off of the movie Catch and Release, which I absolutely love. I love this movie very much, and when I found out that Tabby was writing this, I got really excited because I knew that the way that she would interpret it would be super interesting, and it really, really was. Like, Harry starts out, he's grieving because the fic starts right after Liam has passed away, and so Harry is like super sad, and like she made me cry just reading some of his feelings at the beginning. And Louis was Liam's best friend, and they just never get along. Like, Louis was always a dick to him, but now Louis is being a little bit nicer, even though he's still maybe not making the best choices. And like, he's got roommates Niall and Zane, and just the grief is so real, and the emotions, the way that she just really delves into them, and the way that she depicts Harry kind of working his way through it all, it just feels so real, and it feels true to what you could imagine somebody in a similar situation who is learning all of these things about their fiance. You know, like, it's just, the way that she just has all these characters written, and the way that everybody works together, but especially the way that Harry and Louis, and the reasoning behind things being the way they had been, like, there's just a lot to it, and it's so complex, and yet beautifully done. I just really enjoyed it. It was one of those that, it was emotionally a lot, but the way it was navigated made it feel like maybe it wasn't quite so much. And the crying was just so cathartic for me. It was really wonderful. The next fic that I read is called Sustenance, and it's by Anonymous. It's 12,000 words. It is also rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. When Harry signs up for a controlled science experiment, she doesn't know what to expect. She knows that it promises 3 meals a day and a roof over her head for 10 weeks, and she can't go back to the apartment she was living in with her ex-boyfriend, so it's really her only option. If she survives to the end of the 10 weeks, she gets $10,000, and that's enough for her to start a new life. She should have read the fine print. Upon arrival to the remote compound, she finds she's agreed to let scientists induce lactation in her and a few other women so that they can feed top-of-the-line athletes at the height of their game and study the effects of a breast milk-only diet on the adult body. At first, she's horrified, but she really desperately needs the money. Then, the athletes arrive. Okay, so clearly this is all based on breastfeeding and lactation kink. It's girl direction. Louie is a footballer, and she is, one of the incredible athletes who's there. Some of the names of the athletes actually that were participating in this study, supposedly for this fic, it was just really fun and interesting, and I enjoyed that aspect of it as well. As well as like some of the characters who were also with Harry as being people who were doing the feeding. But like there's jealousy and like public breastfeeding as well as like the science experiment side of it. Yeah, it's basically public breastfeeding because they're all just kind of feeding in one big room, just due to the nature of the experiment. And it's all for kink and smut's sake. And so if you're in any way interested in lactation kink, then you're going to love this fic because I sure did. And so there you go. I don't know what more to say about it. The next fic is also an anonymous fic, but it's a very different kind of anonymous fic. This one is called Let Me Kiss You. It is about 4,000 words. It's rated G, and there are many pairings. It is Harry and Louis, Zane and Louis, Liam and Louis, and Niall and Louis. The summary reads, "All right, here's one," says the interviewer. Louis's forgotten her name already, but she leans forward like she's about to say something daring, and he automatically braces himself. "Who's the best kisser?" "Christ," thinks Louis, fixing the smile on his face. "Or the one where Louis locks lips with everyone." I loved this fic. It is canon compliant, and it's like through the years. Like it, I believe that the first scene is actually him showing up to the bungalow, like during X Factor stuff. And I believe that he and Harry are actually dating and that he's not dating the rest. But it is such a sweet fic. It is so pure and good. Like the reason for the kisses between all of them is so varied and it's so interesting. And it was just so sweet. It was one of those that you read it and it just makes you feel really good because it's interesting and it's different from anything that I've ever really read or considered before. And it was just so much fun. It's one of those that's a lot of fun to consider the possibility of, if that makes sense. So, yeah, the way it was framed, the way it was written almost as like a five times fic, except of course there's not five times, but it's just, yeah. It's all lovely, and the way that it ends is so great too. So, I know that it's got a lot of rare pairs in there, and that not everybody is into those. But if you are in any way willing to do it, then give it a try. It's such a great fic. And then going, it's so funny that that one is sandwiched in between lactation kink and this next one. The next fic is Hooked with Just One Taste by Dinosaur's Mate on both Tumblr and AO3. It's about 49,000 words. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis's flatmate introduces him to camming, and suddenly a whole new world is opened up to him. Tips, gifts, and lots of admirers. He takes to it like a duck to water and strikes up a strange sort of friendship with a rather secretive lad calling himself Baby Honey, who seems to have more money than sense. So this posted with a big bang this year. I helped beta it, which was the only reason why I've been able to read it so far. And I loved this fic. It's Camboy Louie and Rich Harry. Harry is kind of like a former celebrity. He's still kind of famous, but like he's more on the has-been side of things. There's Side Zyle, and I love the Zyle. Their dynamic is so great. Oh my gosh. I just absolutely loved it. Niall is Louie's roommate, and Zane is like Louie's best friend, and it's just so much fun, and the fic is just so full of smut, and it's so good. It's so funny because it's so filthy and yet it's so pure at the same time. Like it's just like the relationship between the two of them. It's a dichotomy that's just it shouldn't work and yet it does. The way that KK wrote it is just incredible. And then the art with it, which was done by Wiley Wolf, it's so perfect for this fic as well. So, I mean, who can say no to Camboy Louie? If that doesn't grab you, then just that's fine, I guess. But it was such a fun fic, and it was humorous, and it was witty, and the banter was great, and it was just wonderful from top to bottom. I really enjoyed it. The next fic is called Your Crimes Are Quiet, My Love by Lightwood's Magic on Tumblr and Lightswood Magic on AO3. The fic is 98,000 words, rated explicit, and the pairings are Zane and Liam with side Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "It's lucky you're here, actually, Malik. They figured out the riddle from the church." Anthony shuffled papers on his desk as Zane snapped to attention. The next victim is a contestant of the upcoming Mr. UK pageant. It's a great breakthrough, but we have a slight problem. Zane looked to Liam for answers, but it was obvious that this was the first he'd heard of it too. Which is, we're going to need someone to go undercover, and it's going to be you. Liam's hand fell to the back of Zane's chair with a thump. A darker Miss Congeniality AU that follows Zane and Liam, MI5 agents, partners since training and best friends, as they race to stop a serial killer. When Liam makes a tactical call that backfires and almost gets Zane killed during a raid, he refuses to let Zane be the one who puts himself at risk when all signs point to an upcoming pageant for the serial killer's next target. While everyone around them seems to be hiding something and they're forced further apart, Liam and Zane need to find the person responsible, protect each other with everything they have, and figure out why everything suddenly feels different between them. Okay, listen, this fic was amazing. Sarah, I don't even know how they were able to work it the way that they did. The level of detail and attention that was just paid to everything was just, it was incredible. It was stunning. Because it was so true to the story and the feel of Miss Congeniality. The pageant was so much fun, that aspect of it, and the prepping for the pageant, it seemed realistic from what I know about it. And Louis is the pageant trainer or consultant, and he is just so perfect for that role. And then Harry is one of the contestants, he's the roommate, and oh my word, just everything is so perfect. And there are lines that are some of the best lines, like the perfect date line from Miss Congeniality, but they twist it in a way that makes it so that it's also fresh and new because it's not exactly the same. They took the storyline and they really did make it darker. There's a lot of background on the crime aspects and, them looking into the details, and then there's also a lot of focus on the friends to lovers relationship between Liam and Zane, and oh my gosh, the pining and the struggle to figure out what's going on and to come to terms with it and to just communicate, for heaven's sake. It's so great. And then meanwhile, you've got this silly, cute, just adorable Harry and Louis stuff blossoming in the side. And then there's still the whole thing of trying to find the serial killer and figure out what's going on and where. Oh my goodness, the tension that they built in the fic, in the mystery and serial killer aspect of it, as well as the tension between Zane and Liam. It's just, this fic was just glorious. It sucked me in from the very beginning. And it's creepy, but it's just so great. Oh my goodness. And I forgot their side Shiel as well. They weren't in it nearly so much as the rest, but they're just, oh, there's just so many things to love about this fic. It is incredible. I don't read 100,000 word fics very often. I have a very hard time reading fics that are that long. As I've talked about before, it's an anxiety and a time thing, but that it. this fic was absolutely 100% worth it. It was incredible. All right, the next fic is called Favorite Boy by, I'm going to mispronounce this, and I am so sorry, Kel Sentiment on Tumblr and Words and Notes on AO3. It's 9,000 words long. It's rated teen, and the pairing is Zane and Louie. The summary reads, "But if they are just hookups, which they are, the reasonable part of his brain insists, then he has no reason to be here tonight. Louie most definitely doesn't want him to be. Zane knows that. He knows that very well, and yet it doesn't keep him from taking a shower, styling his hair just so, putting on that one pair of jeans he knows Louie has a weakness for, then jumping on the train and traveling through the entire city until he made it to that small club in South London. He kind of hates himself right now. Or Zane and Louie have been hookups for the past 3 years, and Zane is getting frustrated with it, but doesn't know what to do about it." Okay, you guys. This fic is just so good. All of the pining, like you, the first part of the fic is from Zane's point of view, clearly from the summary, and you get so stuck in his head that you forget that he's not actually verbalizing anything until he's like brought out of it and he realizes he hasn't said anything, but then he still doesn't say anything and you're sitting there about to pull your hair out like, oh my gosh, you idiot, just say something. But of course he doesn't, and like, oh. So anyway, just the pining and the lack of communication just really gets you. But like, they're friends with benefits, but not really, because they're not really friends. They just kind of have, they're just hookups. Yeah, they're hookups. So it's like hookups to lovers, I guess. Regular booty calls to lovers is how I defined it. But like, for real, it just sucks you right in because you just are so invested in Zane and what he's thinking and what he's feeling. And then you realize, right, there's another person there that he needs to like interact with and be with and not just like think about for 5 years. And like, how are they going to work this out? And like, Louis is clearly trying to like talk to him, but like doesn't want to give too much away. And Zane's just like, okay, forget this. He's mad. And you're at the same time, you're like, okay, but is he mad? Like, it's true. It does kind of seem like he's mad, but is he? I don't know. Are we just too stuck in our head? His head? Our head? I'm like putting myself in Zane's head, but I really felt like I was there with him. This fic was, as you can tell, I am getting very impassioned about it. And I read this weeks ago, but it really was the kind of fic that from the moment that you start reading it, you are invested and you want this to work out so bad. Oh my gosh, so bad. And then you get Louis's perspective after the first chapter, I think. Yes, and it just is wonderful. Oh gosh. Oh man. I wish I had better words. I am a little tired right now, and my words are failing me. But I am so soft for some Zooey, and that fic was a really glorious pining Zooey fic, and that, in my personal opinion, is one of the best things you can have. So there you have it. The next fic is But I'm the Quarterback by Evie Loves You on Tumblr and For Your Eyes Only 28 on AO3. The fic is 52,000 words long, it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louie. The summary reads, Harry Styles is the quarterback of Sunny High's football team, dating the beautiful head cheerleader and determined to enter his senior year with focus and discipline. That is, until a strange man shows up at his home, makes his girlfriend break up with him, and convinces his parents to send him off to a reparative therapy camp over the summer. At True Directions, Harry meets 4 other boys and 5 girls, all there to be cured for their homosexuality. He has to find a way out of this place as soon as possible. Christ, he isn't even gay. Okay, so this was also a Big Bang fic that posted this year that I also helped beta. And so once again, that's how I was able to read it. And it is, once again, stellar. This is a But I'm the Cheerleader AU, which I have never seen. So you do not need to see the movie in order to enjoy the fic. But if you have seen the movie, You are going to love this because the way that it's written doesn't, she doesn't replace the main characters from the movie with Harry and Louis. She still has the main characters from the movie and has their own storyline playing out beside Harry and Louis. So, like, you get little peeks of the main characters from the movie in the fic, but not necessarily all the answers. Yeah, anyway, it's just incredible the way that she did it. She basically plopped them down in the same universe, kind of at the same time as those characters. And yeah, so Harry is a quarterback. It's a conversion therapy camp. And so, like, there's some stuff in there that you really need to be careful of. So please read the tags. Be safe. But also, so many of the scenes from the conversion therapy camp are like just so over the top with the way that it's being run. And like the lead, like one of the people who's running the camp, her name is Sue. Like, and that just makes it so much better. And it's just, yeah, so it's like he's having a gay awakening and a crisis of faith, and he's working through all of that. And like, there is some self-harm because of things that are done at the camp. But it's still like the fic is still somehow so lovely and gentle. Like, it's ridiculous because of the extent and the heights to which everything is taken. But it's also still emotionally so real and so vulnerable. And the way that all of them kind of work together and talk together and try to work their way through the whole situation without like losing themselves. It's just incredible. And then there's these guys, Larry and Lloyd. Oh my goodness. If you read this fic, and I hope you do, you are going to love Larry and Lloyd. I personally adore them. They might be my favorite characters. I really love them. And then the art was gorgeous. It's by What a Great Problem to Have. And it was just perfect. Perfect for this fic. Oh my word. So it's a super interesting fic that is somehow heavy and yet also lighthearted and is just, it's just a really beautiful exploration of a lot of different aspects of life. And it has them all living in the South in the 90s as well. I don't think I mentioned that. That's very important to mention. It's like late 90s in the South. And so basically, it's like some of the references that were made in this fic threw me back to high school, and I was dying a little bit inside because I was like, oh my gosh, this is, yep, that's exactly how it was. So yeah, it completely like takes you to Southern Georgia in like 1998, and you just go through an incredible journey with these characters, and I loved it. So I hope that you do too. The next fic is Felt Nothing Like Home by Become a Windy Bird on Tumblr and Quicked Ween on AO3. The fic is about 62,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "The Bon Appetit YouTube channel has become an unexpected success, partly due to the newest series developed by classically trained pastry chef Harry Styles, who is intent on making the art of baking accessible to the masses. He and his best friend Louis Tomlinson have been with the magazine for years, and they're unused to the level of online fame they've suddenly achieved. It's easy for Harry to brush it off and ignore it, despite the teasing they get around the test kitchen, because Louis is happily married and has been for years. Since just before they met for the first time. Or it was easy to brush it off, but at the beginning of the summer, just as they're leading up to the stress of planning the annual holiday issue, Louis and his husband decide to file for divorce." This fic was posted with last year's Big Bang as well. And if you are familiar with the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen, pre everything that went down last year, then you're probably familiar with Brad and Claire, and Molly got a load of us obsessed with this channel and loving Brad and Claire so much. I love Claire. I love her so much. I have her dessert person cookbook and I adore it and make her brownies regularly because they're the best brownies ever. And Brad is just hysterical and ridiculous. And yet he makes these incredible things all the time. And that's who Harry and Louis are based off of in this. And it's so perfect. Like, she does the most, she being Molly, sorry. Molly does the most incredible melding of Brad and Louis so that, like, he's still distinctly Louis, but he's also got so many aspects of Brad in him. And then Harry and Claire, again, the most perfect balance. And, like, these videos that she mentions them making really do exist, and you can watch them still. And they are hysterical and the best entertainment, and oh my word. And so, being able to see all of these pieces of these videos that I loved and used to watch religiously until everything went down, and taking them so that, like, we have a bit of backstory to these, to the characters that we also all love with Harry and Louis. And the way that Zane and Liam and Niall, just all of them also interact. And, like, oh my gosh, it's just so funny. It is so funny. But there's also so much pining. And the way that she wrote Harry and Louis's relationship, like, they truly 100% were friends and best friends. Like, they were such good friends. They truly did not think of each other in any other way. Like, there was nothing even close to cheating between them at all. And then all of a sudden Louis's marriage is over, and it, like, they each have these different realizations on their own that there's nothing holding them back now, and they're still attracted to each other. And it's, oh, the realization and the way they come to it, and then the way they try to navigate the switch and see if the other is interested, but maybe not. Like, it's friends to lovers in the best way I have ever seen it, with an aspect of secret relationship, which always makes me happy. I don't know why I love reading that so much, especially when, like, the truth comes out in the end, but, like, I do. For whatever reason, I like that. And it so perfectly navigates all of that, and it's just so wonderful. And then, like, it's just so funny at the same time, and the way that it all comes out. And oh my gosh, Harry's sister, the way, like, Gemma, the way that she just comes in to, oh, there's just so much in this that's wonderful. And I do not want to give anything away, and so I'm trying really hard to be vague while still giving you enough detail to appreciate and enjoy this fic. But I'm having a very hard time doing that. So I hope that you're getting enough out of this to know that it just really is so lovely and warm and soft. And it's just like the best warm hug. And it doesn't stop with them getting together, but at the same time, it doesn't, because the story isn't done yet. And so getting to see them continue to navigate is just really wonderful as well. Oh, it's a great fic. I stayed up until like 3 a.m. reading it, and I really shouldn't have, but it was worth it. The next fic is called The Journal by Wait Forever on Tumblr and Recycled Stardust on AO3, as well as Evie Loves You on Tumblr and For Your Eyes Only 28 on AO3. This fic is 14,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. And the summary reads, when Harry finds himself purchasing an antique journal in the ancient bookshop of a town he's never heard of, he doesn't exactly want to admit that he has no idea how he got there. A myriad of odd coincidences and a few kind smiles from the shopkeeper have the two of them working hard to solve the mystery of this strange journal that seems to have been waiting for Harry for almost 130 years. This story was started by Linda, who is Wait Forever and Recycled Stardust. And she is unable to finish this fic. And so she handed it off to Evie and let Evie finish it. And it is so beautiful. I'm getting choked up already. Like, sorry guys, this fic just means a lot to me because Linda means a lot to me. So it's alternate universe and there's magic and spells and mysteries because Harry is part of a twin flame and soulmates relationship, right? But he doesn't have the memories. And because of like reincarnation or, these rituals that were done, he has this journal that kind of helps him work to get the memories back in a way. He has to like figure out what's going on and it helps him get his memories back. And it takes place in the 90s, and so it's like no cell phones and things like that. And it's just so lovely. Like the aspect of like found friendship, which is also kind of becomes like found family. And it's almost like the idea of like fate, like people coming into your life at exactly the right time for the right reasons, and like how you're just sometimes drawn to people, like platonic soulmates almost. Like, I swear that's a thing, okay? It's a thing. And this fic just so beautifully. It so beautifully captures the like romantic soulmates aspect of things, as well as almost like the fate of friendship sometimes as well, and how deeply connected you can be to people without even knowing it for a long time. And it's such a beautiful fic, and it really is so special. And it's really emotional for a group, those of us who are close to Linda, but I think that it's one of those fics that anybody reading can read and you can tell that it's special. So I will stop trying to cry. I will stop talking while, while I'm crying and move on to the next fic. Just know that, highly recommended. Definitely read that one. I bawled my way through it. I'm a crybaby, though, if you haven't figured that one out already. So don't think that you're just going to read it and cry the whole time because you probably won't. The next fic is Things Unsaid by London Fog in a Cup on Tumblr and Lady Londonderry on AO3. It's about 4,000 words long. It's rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "That chunky oversized sweater is like a clown outfit made for winter. It feels like time slows down." Those words echo in his mind, familiar. Why are they familiar? The sweater he saw last week, the one with all the knit squares. The train slows to a stop and Louis just, he doesn't move. He feels frozen in place as people surge around him. Suddenly, everyone is moving too fast, and then just as suddenly, the car is near empty, taking off again. The man is gone. His soulmate is gone. Or where you have a tattoo of the first thought your soulmate has when they see you. This fic. Oh man. It's crack soulmate fic is essentially what it is. So there's soul marks, as you probably could tell by the summary. And it's like a meet cute slash meet ugly. It's an almost meet ugly that turns into a meet cute in the end. They just keep running into each other and losing each other, and they don't realize what's happening until it's too, oh man, it's so funny. And then the Lilo friendship is hysterical. Like Louis with Liam is just so funny in this fic. It truly is borderline crack in like the best way. I laughed so many times. I read it out loud and with a friend, and I couldn't stop laughing while I was reading it to her. Like it was just so much fun. So if you need something short and just an easy quick read, this is highly recommended. It is hilarious and yet so sweet and so fun. Louis is just, I loved him in this story. He was so bubbly and energetic and hysterical. And the last fic for the month is to the late night double feature show by, once again, London Fog in a Cup on Tumblr and Lady Londonderry on AO3. This fic is only about 2,000 words long. It is not rated, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "It's the tap on his shoulder that notifies him. Louis jumps, whirling around and pulling one earbud out. Clifford barks in obvious excitement. Sorry, says someone. I just wanted to know if I could pet your dog. Louis squints. He backs up a step. He wonders if the punch at the fancy dress party was spiked or if one of the brownies Zane gave him had a little something extra in it, because there's definitely someone out there, but there's also definitely not someone there. Says Louis. Your dog? Says someone. What's his name? So this fic, I know, I keep laughing, I'm sorry, but truly, this fic, it's a Halloween fic. It's cryptid Harry, kind of. I think he would be considered a cryptid. He's just kind of a shadowy person, and it's a meet cute in the park, and it all revolves around Clifford, obviously, and it's clearly crack, but, like, it's so funny how he and Louis interact and what is like the line that makes Louis just freak out and what he can handle up to that point and just all of that. Like, it's just so silly and yet soft and warm. You know, it's classic Emu. Like, how does her brain work? I don't even understand. She comes up with these wild and crazy ideas and executes them like perfectly. I love it. So once again, if you need a short fic that is uplifting and silly and sweet and funny, then this is great. This is the one for you. Give it a try. I once again was laughing out loud while I was reading it several times. And that is it for the fics that I have read this month. I also was able to publish a fic of my own this month. It was also with the Big Bang. My fic was called Caught in Your Gravity. It's 63,000 words long. It's not rated, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. It felt like the blood froze in Harry's veins, even as he got a little bit lightheaded. He hadn't even made it two practices, only one of which he was remotely in charge of, without giving it all away, and now he and Liam were both absolutely fucked. Shit. Harry breathed out. Who all have you told? Does everyone know? I thought I covered it better than that. Oh, no, no, Louis said quickly. They'll figure it out soon enough, though, because they'll get used to you changing things up. But you're only going to trip over your so-called Americanisms for so long before they realize it's because you don't actually know fuck all about football. Harry sighed. Yeah, I figured. I just need to bullshit for long enough to allow Liam to get the situation figured out from his end. Right. Which brings me to my entire point. I think we can find a mutually beneficial arrangement with all this. Louis leaned forward. You need to learn the ins and outs of the sport incredibly fast. I can help you with that. What do you want in exchange? Or an AU inspired by a 30-second trailer of Ted Lasso that doesn't actually have much in common with the show at all. last summer, when they were starting to advertise for Ted Lasso a lot for Apple TV, Apple Plus, I saw a 30-second trailer that didn't show you very much. And then Jenna, I think it was Jerry, found like a little 2-sentence, I think, summary of what the show was about, and so we made a lot of assumptions and we started laughing about it, and we're like, but it probably isn't going to be very realistic. And so we're like, how can we take this, make it an AU and make it realistic but still be really funny and lean into the comedy? And so I started just throwing ideas out and we started having a lot of fun because there's a few of us who just really love footy, and getting to merge that love into a fic is like a dream come true. And so we started just joking around and talking about all the funny things that we could put in there that would be hysterical, that like Americans who don't know the sport would definitely mess up, and especially somebody who's been so entrenched in American football and all of a sudden they're trying to coach football and just all of the mishaps and getting used to the way that like the Premier League is run and how they do even like ties are possible. What is that? And what in the world is offside rule? And trying to figure out how to navigate the big clubs versus kind of the smaller clubs and all this stuff. And we were just like, oh my gosh, this could be so much fun. And then as I was writing it, I was getting more and more ideas. And I was just like, I'm gonna have to write this, aren't I? Let's do it. And so I did. And the entire time, I was really kind of worried that I was A, putting too much footy in there, but B, that I was being a bit too self-indulgent with all of it, that I was just kind of writing a fic that I would thoroughly enjoy and I would just absolutely love, and that nobody else would appreciate it. But I still just wanted to do the best that I could and make it as truthful to the sport as possible while still being, you have to suspend a lot of reality because this situation would never actually happen. Oh, but it was so much fun. It was one of those fics that was just, it was a wild ride to write, and it's the longest fic I've ever written, but it's probably one of the ones I'm now most proud of, and I'm just really happy with how it all turned out and with the response so far. And I got to work with the most incredible artist, Rishima, and she just made the most perfect artwork for this. Like, she not only made a mood board, but she made a comic and a manip and a piece of artwork all on top. Like, it was just, and it just fit so perfectly, the details and the expressions and everything. Like, it captured the feeling of those scenes so well. And so it was really just a great time to get to work with her. And I just really love the fic, and I hope that all of you who give it a chance and are able to make your way through it, I hope that it's not too heavy on the footy. I tried to really make it so that like there was enough to understand, like, it really is like a huge portion of Harry and Louis's lives, but also keep it so that it wasn't too much for the people who don't know it or enjoy it, and that you could still get it and appreciate it, and that you could see the way that their relationship is still growing and building amidst all of that. So I had a lot of fun kind of taking this journey, and I hope that you give it a chance, and if you do, that you love it as much as I do. So thank you again for joining me for my podcast. This once again has been Lulu's List. I am Lulu Lawrence, also known as Seuss. I hope to see you again on the next 28th with some more fun fics. Have a great month.